been portrayed there, if Mel had got it right, or it was just Hollywood scripting to create drama. We all have our cross to bear. But I want to suggest this morning, no cross to bear like the one that Jesus carried. Because when we use that phrase, so often we can be referring to, I guess in comparison to this, just a minor irritation. Yeah, nobody wants to work New Year's Eve, Christmas Day. People have to. But in the great panorama of life, just having a day's work on a particular significant day probably has not an inch of shadow on what we're going to celebrate in a moment or two as remember Jesus. So I read this through and through the other day. And as I just share these two or three points with you around this, this isn't a typical Steve motivational change your life on the back of this. This is just listen to this. And if you know the story, then it probably will resonate with you, but be incredibly provocative as we share this bread and wine together. Here's the three things in the light of we all have our cross to bear. Thanks, Ryan. Number one, the cross of Christ has a specific purpose. 2 Corinthians 5:21, Paul says this, God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. The intended purpose of that cross that Jesus carries, it accepts the burden of suffering in order to provide an answer for the suffering of others. Jesus committed no wrong. It was our sins that separated him and us. Our sin wasn't his fault, and yet he paid the full price. Every penny. The cross of Christ has specific purpose. God made him who had no sin to be sin for us. And I wrote here, only when we give up something rightfully ours to put ourselves in harm's way, then we follow the way of the cross. The cross of Christ, specific purpose. Number two, the cross of Christ calls you to lose what you might never get back, to give what others don't deserve. Those three great words. Justice, getting what you deserve. Mercy, not getting what you deserve. Grace, getting what you don't deserve. And the verse, Paul again. I want to know Christ. Yes, to know the power of his resurrection. And this incredible phrase, and participation in his sufferings. Really? Do you mean that, Paul? Different translations use the word fellowship, linked together. Becoming like him in his death. Number three. The cross of Christ seems to accept unfairness. Receive poor treatment and not fight back. Sort of would like to ignore that a little bit in modern life with some of the stuff that inflicts itself upon us as Christian believers, carrying hope, carrying the seed of God in our lives. Let me read that again. The cross of Christ seems to accept unfairness. Pause. Was it fair that Jesus went through what he went through? A perfect man who'd done no wrong, come to help people, heal people, bring words that brought comfort and hope and life. And here he is, hanging on a cross. Romans mocking him, others looking on, confused and bewildered. Received poor treatment. Yeah, he had his years of favor and people looking at him and absolutely loving every word that he said and every action that he made. And yet then so many of them turned against him, didn't like what he was saying, didn't like the way he was portraying the kingdom of God and the gospel of the kingdom. Accept unfairness, receive poor treatment, and not fight back. That great statement and image, as a lamb before her shearers is dumb, so he opened not his mouth. I guess in the same scenario, but we'll never be there, I think I'd have wanted to at least offer a few scenarios, a few responses to what people were doing and saying around me. The cross of Christ, it accepts unfairness, receives poor treatment, and doesn't fight back. But this is what Jesus said. Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves, take up their cross, and follow me. Suddenly, when you look at some of the statements I'm making here, it's not quite as sexy as people think it might be. The rose-tinted spectacles that make the cross of Christ, you know, let's sanitize out all the bad, the ugly, the horrible. Let's not have too much blood on there. Let's not have too much agonizing. And this is what we're asked to follow. And if so, then I, for one, need to just have a look and check and say, in the light of that, Jesus, am I living a life that fully represents and mirrors what you showed us, what you brought to us, the example that you led us to? And wow. And so we're going to share communion together and remember him. And at the end of this year, as you reflect on, you know, the events of the year, the comings and goings, the things and people that you may have lost, the things that you may have gained, you know, the sort of balance sheet of for and against as a year goes through, whether you do that type of thing or, hey, at the end of the day, it's just a change of numbers. Fair enough. Then as we enter this new year in a few hours' time, the call of Christ is that radical following of him if we want to be the true Christians that he's called us to be. And it might be that we just look at the cross again and say, Lord Jesus, yeah, we all have our cross to bear, but when I look at what you brought to us, what you presented to us, and you ask us to take up our cross, then Lord, help me, help me, help me. Because I do truly want to be a disciple of yours. And so some music's just going to play around the room and on each of the tables there, under the napkin, there's some bread and some wine. And if there's not enough on the table, Mark at the back and Fiona have got some spare just to make sure everybody is able to partake. So just for the next, I don't know, 4 or 5 minutes, don't quickly take it and start chatting. Just perhaps somebody take initiative on the table there. And perhaps just say something or pray. If you feel awkward to do that, then don't. But if somebody's bold enough to just sort of say whatever you want to say appropriate as you hand the communion out. And as the music plays, just thought, let's have 5 minutes here and just share together. Thank God for the gift of Christ and all that he gave to us through his death and resurrection. Let me pray and then let's share communion together. Lord, we are so deeply grateful again for the love of God that is seen in Jesus Christ. You told us to partake of these emblems in remembrance of you. And we proclaim the Lord's death until you come. And that's what we do now. Take our offering of thanks and gratitude as we remember you through this bread and wine. May these emblems truly represent the life that you've given and offered to us. In Jesus' name, amen. Go on, just for a few minutes, let's just share communion together before we worship and pray.